You know, I think since I did get saved tonight, right before New Year's, to me, I'm not putting it on you, but to me, it's like 1st of January, old things have passed away and all things have become new. So to me, the new year is a new everything. Everything's become new. And so it's like forgetting those things that's behind. This last year has been a pretty tumultuous year, hasn't it? We've had a lot of shaking going on. And you know, we know that God said, I'm going to shake everything that can be shaken, so that which cannot be shaken may remain. And we are receiving, according to Hebrews 12, a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And God is in the process of shaking everything that can be shaken, so his kingdom that cannot be shaken is going to remain. And so we're going to talk about, I told the guys, we hadn't had a say-so meeting in a long time. If God tells you something you need to say, well, get up and come up here and we'll say so, you know. And so I'm not the only one that's hearing, but I've been watching all this going on. We've been reading several books in the coffee shop on the tongue for a good while. And here's the thing I realized, and of course we've known this for years. You know, in Proverbs it says here, we read in Proverbs 18:21. But I'm going to start in verse 20. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. Selah. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruits of his mouth. You with me? And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life. We've heard a lot of death stuff being talked this last year on news, everywhere you turn around. And, you know, this is a time, what I was feeling, I'm going to probably next week be talking about the words you speak. See, everything you say is seeds. They come out of your mouth, and they produce after their kind. Death or life's in the tongue. And as you sow those seeds starting tomorrow, it's a new day. You're sowing seeds for this whole next year of what kind of fruit you're going to bring. Are you out there? Yep. And so as I thought about this, he brought this scripture in Hosea. And I know God's given us a new heart, and I know all that. But you know, Proverbs 4 says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of your heart are the very issues of life. And you know, in 2 Corinthians 7:1 says, having these promises, dear beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. Now, we've heard a lot of stuff, and I want you to know something here. What you hear does affect you. If you hear someone speaking something and you agree with it, even if it's a lie, you've been a partaker of that lie. It affects you some degree. And I think it's important for this last day of the year that we say, all right, I want to wipe the slate clean of all that's been spoken this last year in my life that's affected me. And I want to set out to begin to sow a whole new set of seeds for this next year. Amen? Isn't it nice that old things are passed away and some things have become new? Hey, that wasn't a thing in your past that he didn't wipe away clear so you could start off fresh. New is the word fresh. So he's given you a fresh way to start. And a lot of it has to do with what you say. I want to read, let me just start in verse 1. Israel is an empty vine. He bringeth forth fruit unto himself, or into himself, according to the multitude of his fruit, he has increased the altars. According to the goodness of his land, they have made goodly images. Their heart is what? Divided. Their heart is divided. See, and that's this, Luke 21:34, take heed, brethren, lest at any times your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting. And it says, surfeitous and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, all that stuff begin to affect your heart. Lest that day come upon you unaware. So God's given us a new heart, but he's asked us to be a steward over that heart. Having these promises, we cleanse ourselves from all this, because you're in the world, These things I've spoken to you, that in me you might have what? Peace. In the world, you'll have tribulation. And you know, dust is the serpent's meat, but in this world, he wants us in this world, and he wants us to amidst the dust, and sometimes the dust gets on your feet. Sometimes it gets in your mouth. Sometimes it hardens your hearts. And the reason I know that, Hebrews chapter 3 says, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you, brethren, an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Where does the unbelief come from? All those words that you're bombarded with every day when you're working around heathens. Give me an amen. Amen. You're here to be a light. You're here to speak a different thing. Your words have more power than their words. So instead of just listening, speak the word. And so that's kind of what I'm seeing here in Hosea. Okay. And he says, their heart is divided, now shall they be found faulty. He will break down the altars and spoil their images. For now they shall what? Say, we have no king because we fear not the Lord. What then should a king do to us? They have spoken words. They've what? Now I want you to catch this. What's the problem? They've spoken words, swearing falsely, in making covenants, thus judging, springing up hemlock in the furrows of the field. In where? The furrows of the field. They've spoken in the furrows of the fields, and it's been sown, and it's going to come up. What? It's going to come up. It says, the inhabitants of Samaria shall fear because of the calves of Bethaven, for the people thereof shall mourn over it, and the priests thereof shall rejoice on it, for the glory thereof, because it is departed from him. The glory has departed. That's Ichabod. And it shall be also carried into the Syrians for a present to the king. And Ephraim shall receive shame. Israel shall be ashamed of its counsel. All right. I don't want to read all that, but let's go on down in verse 12. I don't have time. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up the fallow ground. For it's time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Break up the fallow ground. I'm saying this is the time. It's the end of the year. It's time to break up that fallow, crusty thing that grips your hearts, and so that you can receive the engrafted word that's able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith that's in Christ. Okay. You've plowed wickedness. You've reaped iniquity. You've eaten the fruit of lies. You've eaten the what? The fruit of lies. You have eaten the fruit of life because you did trust in your own way. I'm telling you, folks, you are in a generation in the world, especially America, where it's all about you. You can do anything you want to do if you want to do it. So you've trusted in your own way. Bible says trust in the Lord with some of your heart. No, it's not what it says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understandings, Proverbs 4, 5, and 6. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Man makes his plans, but God directs your steps. Come on now. God will put in your heart what he wants you to do, and he'll tell you, but you set out to go, and he'll turn you wherever he wants you to go, because the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. And as rivers of water, he turns it whithersoever soever he will. How many of you know he's in charge? So we see a picture here, and this is what I was picking up. We've seen a lot of stuff happening in our government. We've seen it happening everywhere. He's shaking everything that can be shaken. He said everything that's been done in secret is going to be manifested and brought to the light. How many of you know there's a few things being manifested and brought to the light? I got news for you. It's just started. It's just starting. You're going to see more and more that's going to start coming to the light, but it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's a good thing that these things are coming to the light, because he said everything that's made secret, so that those things spoken in darkness are going to be shouted from the housetops. Give me an amen. And that's what's happening. But it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And that's part of what he's doing now. Because you've eaten the fruit of lies. See? All right. Okay. But what happens in verse 14? Because of all that, there shall be a great turmoil arise among the people, and all thy fortresses shall be what? Spoiled. Do we see that happening? We see a lot of turmoil going on, a lot of confusion going on. And that's why he wants us to see that. He wants to get a hold of this so we can have a brand new year to start out with brand new seeds. You know what God said, and let me just turn to that. In Isaiah chapter 55. Okay. I like this book. Ooh, I don't know where to start. Incline, verse 3, incline your ear and come unto me and hear, and your soul shall live. Oh, hold my mule while I shout. And your soul will what?
Live.
And I will make an everlasting covenant. Everlasting covenant. Say, that's what I have now. You have it already. Oh, he's done. Oh, he already has made it for you. Oh, the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to a people, a leader and a commander of the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not. Say, that's me. Nations that knew thee not thee shall run to thee because of the Lord thy God. And for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. What does thoughts usually do? They come out your mouth. And let him return unto me, unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and our God, and he will abundantly pardon. Woo! Now here we are. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. Now, say that's past, because now my thoughts are his thoughts. My ways are his ways. Amen. Because we're living in this new covenant. Because we have the mind of Christ. Okay? He says, for as heaven is higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returns not thither, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth fruit and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be. Now, I want you to catch this. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of thy mouth. It will not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it will prosper in the thing whereunto I have sent it. For you will go out with joy and be led with peace. The mountains and the hills will break before you into singing, and the trees of the field will clap their hand. Instead of thorns, there shall come up a fir tree. Instead of briars shall come up a myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Is that awesome? So shall my word be that goes out of your mouth. And see, what are we here to do? You know, in Acts chapter 4, it says, now, Lord, behold their threatenings and grant to your servants that with all boldness we may speak your word by stretching forth your arm to heal, that signs and wonders may be done by the in the name of the Holy Child, Jesus. Speak your words. Stretch forth your hand. Because we're living in what?
Union.
Union. Not only is he in you, but 10 times more it says that you are in him. If any man be in Christ, that means to be there and stay there. You are a new creation. All right. You know that word. And he says here in Isaiah 59, he says, Isaiah 59, 16, he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessors. Therefore, his own arm brought forth salvation. All who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1. Righteousness sustained him. He will put on righteousness as a breastplate. Helmet of salvation upon his head. All these are the Ephesians chapter 6. Garments of vengeance, and he says, and be clothed with the zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, he will repay. Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. The isles shall wait, and to the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion and to them that turn from transgressions in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant. Say, this is my covenant, saith the Lord, my spirit that's upon you, and my words that I have put where? In your mouth. My spirit that I put within you, my words that I put in your mouth, shall not depart from you, nor will it depart from the mouth of your seed. Neither shall it depart from the mouth of your seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. So what? Arise and shine, for your light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you, and behold, darkness will cover the earth, gross darkness of people, but the Spirit of God will ascend upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And all men is going to come to the brightness of that rising. We're living in a time when the darkness and light's going to be revealed real good. Real good. And men's going to see the light that you have. We've put up with a lot of darkness for a long time. Give me an amen. Amen. My word that I have put in your mouth will not depart out of your mouth, nor out of the mouth of your seed, nor out of the mouth of your seed. See, I love that. Gary, Delaney, Christy, you ain't got a chance. It's going to be in your mouth. It's going to be in the mouth of your seed. It's going to be in the mouth of your seed seeds from henceforth and forever, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And what did he say? Every word that comes out of my mouth will not return unto me void, but it shall prosper in the thing wherein I sent it. Amen? Amen? It will accomplish my purpose. That's why he said, even under the law, Joshua, book 1:8, this book of the law, Joshua, will not depart out of your mouth. Why? Because it was the word of the Lord. This book of the law will not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Amen. And I say unto you again, fear not. Be not confounded. It's awesome. I want you to be aware that this year, you got to let this go. Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. And it's going to spring forth speedily before you. And he said, I have created you for my glory. Why are we created? For his glory. And so let the words of Christ dwell in you. If he's living in you and you're living in him, let his words dwell in you richly in all wisdom, admonishing and teaching one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Woo! Isaiah, Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 3 says, thus saith the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up the fallow ground and sow not among the thorns. You know the whole Matthew 13, the whole sower went forth to sow the seeds. And he says, this is the Son of God sowing the seeds. And the seeds fell among the thorns. It fell on the stony places and all that. It wasn't about the seed. It was about the heart. Because Luke 8 says, but he that the seed that fell on a good heart is going to bring forth 30, 60, and 100 fold. All that parable is about the preparations of the heart. How it is to receive that seed. See, you can choke the word. You can receive the word with gladness, but have no root in yourself and enjoy it for a little bit. But when tribulation and persecution arise for the word's sake, you're offended. Blessed is he that's not offended in me, he said. So you see, it's all about the heart. But he says, you know, I am so thankful. So many years I tried to change my heart. I tried to make my heart good. I tried everything I knew for me to have a better heart. And I was so thankful when I found Ezekiel 36:26. When he said, I'll give you a new heart. I'll take away that stony heart, and I'll give you a heart of flesh, and I'll put my word in your heart, and I will put my spirit within you, and I'll cause you to walk in all my ways, saith the Lord. See, he didn't just give us, clean up his old heart. He gave us a new heart. Now, we as stewards, we need to keep that heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the very life sources. The issues of life is in that new heart. So this being a brand new year, you get a brand new start to sow what's right. And he says, break up the fallow ground, sow not among thorns. Circumcise yourself to the Lord. Take away the foreskins of your heart. Does that sound familiar, John? You men of Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn that none can quench it, because the evil of your doing. Colossians 2:11 says, in whom you also are circumcised, with a circumcision made without hands, in the putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, whereas also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who raised him from the dead. Oh, come on now. Raised him from the dead, and you were raised with him. Hallelujah. So, read that in Amplified. It's a little more graphic. It says, you put off the old nature when you were buried with him, so you could be raised to walk in what? A newness of life. A fresh new start. I give you a fresh new start. You know, there's times when you're sowing and there's times when you're reaping. I like reaping pretty good. You know, when we went to Africa, back whenever that was, you know, the guy that called and wanted us to come, I told him why we were coming. And it was what did they call themselves? Born-agains. They're called born-agains. He says, you know, that's who they are, the born-againers. And I said, we'd come. And they started praying for I don't know how many months. And I know at their church, they were praying morning and night every day for this trip that we were coming. I told him, when we were coming, we was going to pray for the sick. We was going to cast out devils. And I said, is that going to be a problem? He said, we don't do those things, but we need to. I said, all right. They were praying. I want to tell you something. See, they started preparing the soil. They didn't sit back and wait for us to do everything when we got there. They started preparing the soil to receive the seed that when we came. And we went, it was incredible. We knew it had nothing to do with us. It was all about what they had prepared to receive. And every word fell on good ground. It's the most incredible experience any of us has ever had or probably ever will have in this life. Second trip to Africa, I just went along for the ride. There was no preparation of the soil. There was nothing. So we had 3 weeks of sowing on hard ground, not seeing anything. But see, some sow, some water, but God brings the increase. So I know for 3 weeks we sowed seeds. And those words will not come return void. See, it wasn't the same trip. This time we went to prepare the soil. The soil wasn't ready to receive that seed. So you see the difference? So sometimes you say, well, it's what I'm doing is just not making any difference. Hey, if you understand Isaiah 55, when you start speaking his word, it will not return void. But it will prosper in the thing wherein you've sent it. So don't ever think when you speak his words that it's not doing any good. That's unbelief. You believe that those things, as Mark 11, we've been reading that, Mark 11:23. And that's what he said. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he will have whatsoever he saith. Saith. Get it? It's there. So this is a year. It doesn't matter in the face of what you see. You need to speak his word. Amen? Is this making any sense to you?
Yes.
You know, in Genesis 8:22, it says, as long as the earth remains, is the earth remaining?
Yes.
Seed time and harvest will be here as long as the earth remains. And is there any more important words than these words that come out of your mouth that are seeds? You can sow all kinds of seeds, farmers, But this seed coming out here is more valuable than any other seed you'll ever plant. I think of Haggai. He said, I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth, the seas and all that dwell therein. And he says, and the glory of this latter house, say, that's me, shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord. Is the seed yet in the barn? From this time forth, I will bless you. I want you to see the seed is in the barn right now. From this day forth, when you go out and that seed, you start planting that seed. And he said, from this day forth, I'll bless you. Why? It's time to let the seed out of the barn. It's time to start sowing. Scripture says, blessed is he that sows beside all waters. You don't need to worry about, well, is this good ground? Is this not good? No, sow the seed. Do you think God has a few extra seeds that you can throw out there? I think he's got plenty of seed. You know, you look at that and I think it's 2 Corinthians 9:10. Let me see here. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Well, I'm getting happy. I don't know about you. I'm getting happy. All right, 2 Corinthians 9. Ooh, man, here we go. Verse 6, but this I say, he that soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly, and he that sow bountifully shall reap bountifully. Every man as he purposed in his what? Which one, the old one or the new one? Okay. Let him give, not grudgingly or necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace, the grace of giving, abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency. How much sufficiency? In all things may abound to every good work. As it is written, that's what we read a while ago in Hosea. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remains forever. Now he that ministers seed to the sower and bread for your food, multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your what? Fruits of your righteousness. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Our job is to sow the seeds of righteousness, so the fruit of righteousness can come forth. The fruit of your righteousness. All right. Increase the fruits of your righteousness. Being filled with all the fruits of righteousness. Philippians 1:11. See, there's a lot of things you need to pick up on those little seeds of righteousness. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of those that make peace. And what's the gospel called? The gospel of peace. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of what? Peace. Because Jesus said, my peace I will give unto you. And he said there in Isaiah, of the increase of his government, his kingdom, and peace, there's no end. Peace is just as big as the government. Yes. The increase of his peace and government. What's the world looking for? Peace. What do you have? Peace. If you don't watch the world news tonight, you can keep your peace. Be careful what you're listening to. Because remember, they've sown, you've eaten the fruit of lies. The only way you know you ain't being lied to is right here. Cursed is a man that trusts in, that makes flesh his strength, and whose heart has departed from the Lord. For he shall be like a tumbleweed, Message Bible, just blowing through the wind. But blessed is a man that trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord, for he shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water. Amen. Psalms 1, his tree will off, this tree will off, fruit will off, wither. What his leaf will not wither, and whatsoever he does will what? Prosper. The ungodly is not so. Ungodly is not so. Now listen, there's only two sources out there, saints. The good one and the bad one. And mixture causes the divided heart. Now you can feed that old heart, or you can let the new heart arise in you. If you've been risen with Christ, set your affection, your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. For you're dead and your life is hid in God, in Christ. And when Christ, who is your life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. So mortify, put to deed that old heart. Set it aside. You know that word in Ezekiel 36, I was looking at that. And he says, I'll take away the stony heart. You know, that just means to set it aside. I wished he'd annihilated the thing. I wished it had been separated as far as the east is from the west. But he said, I'm going to set it aside. As long as the earth remains, there'll be wheat and there'll be tares. Say, there'll be wheat and there'll be tares. And Jesus said, let them grow together till the harvest. Jesus wasn't concerned about them, and neither should you be. They will be. Tares will be. But see, you have, when he says there in Malachi, and they that feared the Lord spoke often one to another, and the Lord heard it, and the book of remembrance was written for him, them that fear the Lord and thought on his name. And he says, they shall be mine when I make up my jewels. And he says this, and they will discern between what's right and what's wrong. You need a tune-up on your discerner this next year. You be careful. What, how many times he said, be careful what you hear. Be careful what you're hearing. He that hath ears, let him hear. Be careful what you're hearing. Amen? Be careful what you're hearing. Is it lies or is it truth? You know, I hate to say it, but I'm going to, John. I heard a man working for our government. He's in the darker side. I don't know what they call that darker side. It's the ones that cover up everything the government don't want you to hear. And he says, we're trained. When you hear something you shouldn't hear or you see something you shouldn't see, we're trained to tell you, first of all, we're going to lie to you and we're going to deny that what you see is true. We'll tell you what you saw. Okay? And then we're going to deceive you. And if that don't work, we're going to intimidate you. I heard this year two or three different guys that this happened to. And both of them said, one of the guys in a white tie, and the other one is about 6'8 and got tattoos. And when he gets through, the tie guy gets through telling them what they really did see or didn't see. And the other one would say, now, if you don't do what we tell you, you will not exist, neither will your family or your kids. Then the intimidation starts. That's your government. Lie, deny, deceive, intimidate. What part of the kingdom of God is any of that? None of it. And I'm telling you, I was sitting in my chair yesterday thinking about it. See, John's teaching me how to write my notes. Last year started a shaking of all things that can be shaken. This new year is going to be a greater manifestation of the exchange than you've ever witnessed. Greater manifestations of the kingdom of God, the fullness. In all the exchanges you see, remember, the kingdom cannot be shaken. Stay focused. A whole lot of major distractions are about to come to light. That has been hidden by our government and others is going to be shouted from the rooftops. That which was called not true, which was called not true will be called truth. Truth has been so called, the truth has been called lies so long that the real truth will be hard for some of you to believe. When some of these things come to life, you've been so programmed not to believe, it's going to be hard for you to believe. And you remember what they said in John 12? Said, though he'd done so many miracles before them, yet believe not they in the truth that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. And he says this, Isaiah said, if they will not believe, then they cannot believe. If you believe a lie, you can't believe the truth. If you refuse the truth, then you, Jesus said, what the scripture says, he will turn you over that you might believe a lie instead of the truth. Because the truth, the lie will be easier to handle than the truth. So this is going to be a year that you watch what you say, watch what you hear, and watch for a manifestation of the kingdom coming to light. There's going to be a lot more things coming to light. But I just want to remind you, we have a kingdom already. We're here, but this is not our kingdom. Our kingdom is from above. And he's in the process, I believe, taking all things out. You know, in Matthew 13, when he said something about the tares, they said, Lord, do you want us to take them out? He said, no, let them grow together till the harvest, and then I'll send the angels. And they're going to pull up all the tares. And they're going to bind those tares together, and they're going to burn those tares. And then shall the righteous shine in the kingdom of their Father. So instead of waiting to be raptured out of here, maybe you need to see what's going on around you as those tares are being taken up around you, so that your light, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it what?
Shine.
The Holy Spirit's job, the Holy Spirit is here. No foundation can any man lay than that which Christ has laid. If any man build on this foundation, gold, silver, and precious stone, wood, hay, and stubble, you have a choice. Every man's works will be made manifest, so it will be declared by fire. And he says, if any man's works abide, he will suffer. If any man's works be burned, he'll suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet as by fire. So the Holy Spirit's job is to take these things and show it to you, whether it's wood, hay, and stubble, or gold, silver, and precious stones. And you don't have to wait till judgment. The Holy Spirit's baptized you with the Holy Ghost and what?
Fire.
You may see a little more fire this next year along with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
He has both, the Holy Ghost and fire. But you know what? That's what he does now, so it doesn't have to happen later. He's in the process, 2 Corinthians 3:18, beholding as in the mirror, the glory of the Lord are being exchanged into Christ's very image, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. And with the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty. I'm excited. So, I want to lead you in a prayer. You know, I have purposed not to get involved in a lot of that stuff that's happened this year. But there's some of you that's been around it a lot and heard it a lot, because you may not necessarily have been in charge of the remote. And you had to hear all that stuff. And I just want to pray that the Lord will just wash your hearts. Wow. Ezekiel 36:25. Says, I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you will be clean from all your filthiness. And I'll take away that old stony heart. So he's very able, the washing of the water by the word, to cleanse your heart from all that stuff and put it behind us, so we can be what? Ready to sow seeds in a good ground. So pray with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for all you've given us. And Lord, I've heard a lot of things that were rooted in lies. I ask you to cleanse my heart from all that filthiness of the flesh, of the things we've heard. I thank you for the blood of Jesus. I thank you, you've saved me. Cleanse me. And Lord Jesus, I purpose today to take this new heart that you've given me and see that as ground for the sowing of the word. And out of my heart, I'm going to speak the fruits of righteousness. And I'm going to see a harvest this year of righteousness going throughout the land. That means living in right relationship with you and others for the glory of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Happy New Year.